Let's talk to John Parker Wilson, brought to you by our friends at Craneworks.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it. Craneworks, Motorworks, Rentalworks, yeah, the big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it, the big dog's got it. And now, John Parker Wilson.
And the former Alabama quarterback joins us at this time each week on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. JP, what's up, man?
Not a lot, guys. How are y'all?
Good, good. I want to talk early enrollee quarterbacks. You'll see a lot throughout the country in Tuscaloosa, Clemson. I mean, some of the highly recruited guys there. If I'm an early enrollee and the job is open, okay, that's not true in Clemson, but it is in other places, but the job is open for battle, what are these months like right now? What am I doing as an early enrollee?
You know, you're coming in at not knowing a lot. And it's tough on these guys because you go from high school that is, you know, you got a little playbook, and then you're getting and going to a big-time school that's got everything going on. So the first thing you're doing is a
Do we lose John Parker Wilson?
Your experiment's going well, Jim.
So we can just trash that one. We tried John Parker on a different line today. Doesn't matter now.
That is one of the biggest landmines ever. It really is. Our listeners will not be able to appreciate, and we apologize for this, how big a landmine that just was.
Yeah, because for years we have several lines up here.
We got like 12 of them.
Yeah, there's 12 lines. Well, line 12 is a different service than the other 11. Well,
that's what you believe. I'm not sure that's true.
So I said, let's start calling our guests on 12 to see if we get a better connection than we do on the other lines we usually call the guest on.
0-1.
So this was the first time we tried calling it on 12. And I said, John Parker's a good test because we have shaky cell service with John Parker Wilson sometimes. So let's call him on 12. Biggest landmine ever. We've never lost John Parker Wilson that quick.
Well, he's back now. How are you, JP?
See, guys, you should have been talking about basketball since Bama, you know, we're a basketball school now instead of football.
Still a long way to go there. But getting ready for the spring game and spring football, I mean, it's got to be big because it's your first time out there in somewhat competition with your teammates.
And just maturity-wise, it's got to be a big thing.
No doubt. I mean, look, you're still a high schooler. I mean, technically, you should still be in high school. And now you're looking in the huddle at guys that are fifth-year seniors that have been there, that have either won a job or now working on getting a job. And you're looking in the huddle and you're like, man, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm just trying to get the play call right. I'm just trying to make sure that I have the snap count right. So it's tough for these guys. I think you do get a longer leash when you're a true freshman or you're a young guy. You're going to get some mistakes that they'll let slide a little bit. They just want to see you compete and be a leader. And it's those natural things that come out, the intangibles of why these guys got recruited and why they, had the ability to enroll early. It's because they got a chance to play. So go out there and just let your abilities shine. And I think the coaches, more than anything, are looking at seeing how they handle the situations, because it's not going to be perfect. Just like a football game, it's not going to be perfect. But how do you handle it? Do you get worked up? Do you get nervous? Or do you go out there and say, hey, let's go find the open receiver or make a play with our feet? So it's not going to be pretty, but you're just trying to go out there and make plays.
It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. I think you were there back in the day, right?
Yes. Yep. I played it in it.
Is it more business and nerve-wracking, or do you actually have a good time?
No, it's all business. You don't really have a good time. you really don't, because it's stressful. It really is. You go there the whole week. You know, just like we were talking about true freshmen, you're a rookie now, and you don't know really what to do, because I think we've even talked about it. It's all on you now. You got no coaches, Coach Saban or Valzon back there to tell you what to do or to send you a schedule. So you're calling your agent or whomever, some other guy, like, hey, kind of help me navigate this. So you got your friends, and you might have a coach there that you can kind of hang out with, but you're walking on eggshells the whole time because you don't know if the person delivering you room service is really a scout that's kind of like trying to test you. So you just – You're walking on eggshells, and you try to go out there and play good, but kind of like we were talking about with the true freshman, you're going to stress out. You're not going to do good. It's how you handle the situation, because they with the scouts and the general managers, it's more than just going out there and playing football on the field, right? It's everything else of what these guys are looking at.
Todd Monken's a guy that's been in the NFL. He's been a head coach in college. Now he's coming back to the SEC as an OC over at Georgia. When you watched Georgia this year, what was the biggest difference for them in calling plays? And is there anything you know about Monken that makes you think this will be a little bit more of a wide open kind of scheme for the Bulldogs this year? Because Alabama sees them week three.
Yeah, I think it was. The Georgia was a little more conservative. They were a little more, I guess you could call it, old school than everybody else. I think with the quarterback and the receivers and everything that Georgia had, and with the fantastic defense, Georgia fans are sitting there looking and saying, man, all these other teams, LSU, Alabama, Auburn are scoring 40, 50 points a game, and we're over here just kind of grounding, pounding it, trying to be efficient, having 12-play drives to go score touchdowns. And that's not fun when everybody else is scoring in two or three plays. So I think Georgia is going to try to do that. They got good recruits every year. Kirby Smart's doing a great job. So just opening up and kind of adapting to what's the modern-day offense. And it's kind of crazy to say that, you know, the SEC is going out there and scoring as many points as we are, but that's kind of the lay of the land right now. So Georgia, you know, with everything that they had going this year, you know, was disappointed with their season, but they got talent. Now it's just they got to go score some points.
John Parker Wilson is with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline, and he joins us each week, courtesy of our friends at Craneworks. Speaking of coaching changes, there has been limited changeover in Tuscaloosa. This is one of the quieter years, though, you know, from the end of the season, and we'll see maybe if anything even happens after the next signing day, but most of the dust has settled in the coaching carousel, and Alabama has lost fewer assistants than normal.
Right. I think we've got one new guy, right?
Yeah, Freddie Roach.
Came in, and he's going to be the defensive line coach who, you know, I think is a huge thinker for Coach Saban. Alabama kid. I actually played with him. I think we overlapped 3 or 4 years and came back to Alabama, was in the weight room. Now he went to Ole Miss and got some SEC experience. So I think he's going to do great. I think it says a lot about a coach when you can read the tweets and everything of his former players when they do leave. And he got a lot of praise from those guys. So he's going to be big coming in. But it's got to be just kind of a sense of relief of everybody in the football facility. Coaches, Coach Saban, the players, just saying there's not going to be a big learning curve this year on learning not even a new offense or defense, but learning a new style, learning new coaches, learning just how to interact with them, learning what they like, what they don't like. Now you could just go in there and play football. The only thing that people are learning is the freshmen that are coming in. They're learning playbooks of the coaches, but you know, Mac Jones and Najee and Devontae Smith, these guys that have been with Sarkisian, they're just picking up and going now where they left off from last year. So it's just going to be you know, going in there, that's just one less thing you got to worry about. So I love the continuity of the coaching staff this year. Had a good year last year on offense. Defense got better. We had a lot of injuries, so those guys coming back. And I tell you what, we had a great early signing period. I'm super excited for next football season.
Okay, JP, random question here. Outside of football, because we know you're a versatile athlete, in a one-game situation, what was your best performance ever in your athletic career?
Like on the football field?
No, I'm saying outside of football, basketball, baseball, you know, a 4-for-4 with a couple of bombs. I mean, was there a 25-point night in basketball?
Winning a pickup game in the Wilson driveway?
No, so basketball is not my sport. I was I tried to play basketball after the seventh grade, though. They're like, you know, maybe you just go focus on baseball. So baseball is the other sport. I think my best game I had, it was a doubleheader, and I hit 4 home runs.
Ooh,
I think it was like
wow.
2 in the first game, 2 in the second game, but I had 4 home runs in one day. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
And I remember that because I was at an event up in Huntsville, and somebody reminded me because it was against Bob Jones. So shout out to my Huntsville folks up there. The ball flies really good up there.
It's at elevation. It's
altitude. Yeah.
Altitude. Might should have pitched around you that day.
Or plunked you one time, put you on your backside.
But Ross and Peyton are the better baseball players of the Wilson family, right?
No doubt. And my little man Peyton, he's a freshman right now. He's playing baseball. He got all the athleticism. The guy is super fast, so I'm kind of pissed he got with speed because I know LT was like super athletic. That was not the case. So,
hey, before you go, we got D'Amico Ryans coming up on the show at 8:30, a little bit later on this morning. He's on the 49ers coaching staff now. And Barry writes in and says, you and D'Amico went head-to-head in the high school state playoffs back in the day. Do you remember that game?
Who went head-to-head with him?
You against D'Amico Ryans. It was Hoover against, I would assume, Jess Lanier back in the day?
Yeah, I do remember because it was my sophomore year. I'm what time are you coming on? Because I'm going to call and listen to this.
8:30, he's with us.
Listen on the radio. My sophomore year, he's, I believe, a senior. The starter, Blake Davidson, got hurt in the playoffs against Trustville, and I'm coming in, I weigh like 145 pounds. Haven't started the game, and D'Amico Ryans is the scariest dude on the other side. And he was all world. He was super recruited. So we go in there and get the win, but he hit me. I think he got a late hit one penalty early in the game. He just wanted to send a message, and he did. He was a bad man back then. He still is. He still is.
John Parker Wilson, former Alabama and Hoover quarterback in that story, with us each week, and he joins us courtesy of our friends at Craneworks.
And you know they've got offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. And Craneworks is the Southeast leader for crane and equipment rental. Give the big dog a call for your next lift, machinery moving, or rigging project. And don't forget the Rental Works division is ready to serve you with a full line of rental equipment for jobs both big and small. And Rental Works offers something that the other guys can't. Qualified operators for all their equipment, including aerial and earth-moving equipment. So check them out at craneworks.com.
JP, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
All right, John Parker Wilson with us each week on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Your favorite retailer has it now. Three flavors, strawberry, mango, or black cherry. Only 100 calories, 2 carbs, and gluten-free.